Hi everyone, I'm glad to be here. I'm Bastien Gary and I'm head of the free software unit at ETALAB, at the Interministerial Directorate for Digital Public Affairs in France. And I would like to report about some questions and feedback that we received during a seminar about free software and research in France back in January, and put it in the context of the new French plan for open science. So there are basically two good news in France recently about free software in the public sector. One is the creation of the free software unit at ETALAB, and our mission is to help public sector agencies using more free software and publishing their source code. We are actually this small team of active and passionate people, and we are starting something new here, and I'm glad to give you feedback on this as well if needed. So, and the second good news is that the plan for open science and software now includes a dimension about software and source code. This plan has been published back in July last year, and it put the stress on three goals. One is to recognize and support the dissemination and an open source license of software produced by publicly funded research programs. The second one is the highlight of the production of source code from higher education, research and innovation. And the last one is to define and promote an open source or free software policy in the research sector. So I would like to go to some slides very quickly, and I will not read everything because you can read it yourself, but just to underline the general atmosphere and feedback that we received from more than 50 researchers in three workshops. So, and before that, I want to say that this plan for open science is already on. So there is this action of establishing a link between the free software unit and the Committee for Open Science. And the seminar was built thanks to this link to create a free software prize for research in France. And this prize is also on, and I hope it's going to be an annual prize, to create a college for source code and software. College is probably not the right word, it's more like a council of people pushing for these efforts within the Committee for Open Science, and to network with international efforts and to support the Software Heritage Project and recommend its adoption. So all this is already started and going on and need to be pushed further. So now let's go to the feedback that we received during this discussion. So when you see open science here on the slide, it's about open science for reproducibility of the scientific results. And so everyone was okay and said that the open science movement raised awareness about reproducibility issues, but we still need to clarify key concepts: software, data, publications, the field of is the fair concept that we have about data relevant for software too? And the short answer is no. We need to recognize the complexity of what is a research software project. What are the purposes, the maturity, the way it's developed, its finance, and we need to fine-tune every approach to the evaluation and valorization of this object. We need to have more incentives for researchers, because for now, the one doing this do this for ethical reasons or their own motivations and what they believe in, but external and institutional incentives are key. And talking about institutions, we need to have a stronger involvement of all institutions at all level. There was also a need for more training and support on good practices when it comes to developing research software. How do you invest in projects so that it becomes a community project? Where do you find funding, and how do you write code? How do you make code an integral part of the scientific activity itself? Also, if we want to have more source code published as along with open access articles, how do you articulate the existing ecosystems and tools, so that publishing an article goes along with publishing data and source code. When thinking about what the foundations were needed, there is a strong need for better citation of software, taking account of the complexity of this object, as we mentioned just before. So what are the links between a software project, the source code repositories, the various versions, the software it is based on, and maybe the publications that inspire or even determine the software? How does reproducibility depends on data, source codes, and the use of other free software that that come into play? And how do you link these resources to make a good citation? So I'm sure you're all familiar with these problems, but they are very technical and operational problems that we need to tackle so that we can have good foundations for better practices of development, dissemination, and archiving. Talking about archiving, there was this feeling that you have small projects along with bigger European and funded and projects. How do you discuss about all this variety, and how do you fine tune the policies for helping them going getting published under a free software license and be more useful to the world community? So which source code to disseminate? If you had to prioritize, how would you do it? What format do you need to use? What licenses and for what purposes? How do you start and perhaps stop a research project? How do you decide which one is a strategic one? So when it comes to archiving, what verification and moderation processes do you put in place? How do you take account of the complexity of projects, as already mentioned, the diversity of contributions to your source code? If someone has an idea but doesn't code, how do you take this into account when citing a project? So all these questions are key to archiving and referencing. Also, on top of just citations along publications, how do you propose perhaps a research catalog for research software, not the source code that you put with an article so that the results are reproducible, but research software as tools, the things that researchers build to make their lives easier? How do you list what is already existing, what is already in use, what is promising, what we should invest on? And perhaps in this line of idea, how do you publish metadata about source code or tools that are not yet published under a free license, but that should be published under a free license? All this led to this idea that you need to monitor and sustain the efforts. And there is still a culture of not evaluating the scientific software production like the rest of the scientific production. How can we recognize software and the different roles everyone plays into building them? So there is also this feedback about the fragile foundations when your research project relies on the work of students or postdoctoral fellows that have no visibility on the sustainability of their involvement. So this goes along with the lack, a global lack of recognition that writing code as researchers is now an integral part of your scientific activity, of your activity as a scientist, not just something that you do on top of the rest. And as I said before, if you need to monitor and decide what software deserves better support, how do you compute what is a useful free software to support in the research sector? That's a big question. And finally, about the value creation, the economical value creation of software from the research sector, Again, how do you identify key strategic software and promising projects that you need to invest on? How the community can come together and think about this so that people are not alone in their labs trying to promote their stuff with, you know, no real directions given by the institutions. And yeah, I will go quickly on this one and can discuss this later. But globally, two additional and key things that were reported by all the participants were: we need to build a common cultural framework. We need to have a better link between what the researchers do when they publish software and what the labs are doing when they are sustaining software financially, or even willing to create companies and startups based on some research software. And the second idea was we need to remove all psychological and operational barriers. And I would add that we need to recognize these barriers before we start to removing them. That was, we had all this sense of everyone is doing great stuff, but where are the ones who could do great stuff, who could share more source code, who could share more promising research projects? So that was the two key ideas. And I will stop here. I hope I gave you a gist of the variety of the discussions and the questions we had. And I hope we come back next year with more operational actions and sustained passion about this project. Thank you very much.